What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Also, I'm looking forward to somewhere in a year from now. Don't know the date, but sometime, you know, around a year from now, Chase, where we'll be talking about a cup race. First time in, at the time, it'll be 37 years in Nashville that NASCAR is at a cup race in Nashville. 1984 is when the cup race left our fine city. And online with us right now is Mike Titoyan. He is the president and CEO of Dover International Speedway, and we know that's who owns the Nashville Super Speedway. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you for having me on. It's great to join you guys and your listeners.
Well, as you can imagine, Mike, we have been very excited in this market for the last 24 hours because while there's been a lot of talk of possibly a return of NASCAR to Nashville, it's been more centered around the fairgrounds location. And for this news to come out, I mean, we didn't even really consider the Nashville Super Speedway. So, one, didn't think announcement was coming that quickly. And two, we definitely weren't talking about the location. How did all this happen?
Yeah, no, great. Well, little history, I guess, just to bring everybody up to speed. We actually built Nashville Super Speedway back about 20 years ago, and we built it to be cup ready in anticipation of someday we would be hosting the cup series there. Now, we didn't realize that we were going to be on a 20 or 21 year business plan. We certainly had hoped to bring a cup race sooner than that, but as a result of the economy and just the economics of what we're going through at the Speedway, we shuttered the operations down in 2011. And then fast forward all the way to December, this past December, when we were in your fine city, we held the Champions Week in Nashville. And it was an amazing experience for our entire industry to be in the city, and the industry was embraced as I think we all had hoped and expected we would be. But it was very rarely in our industry can we get everybody to agree on anything. But that particular week in Nashville, everybody had an amazing time. And so that's when NASCAR, the leadership, had approached us about the possibility if we would consider moving one of our Dover races to, because right now we have two. We have a spring and a fall race in Dover. If we would consider moving one of our races to Nashville. And we have had a great relationship. We've been in the sport for over 50 years. So they know us well. We know them very well. And at that point, it was really just a terrific collaboration at their request. And as you guys know, change was needed or is needed on the NASCAR schedule. We've heard from fans, certainly our broadcast partners, that a more dynamic schedule change was needed. And Nashville, of all the things that we talked about in NASCAR's priorities as to what they need to accomplish, Nashville was their number one priority. As a result of us having a facility that is not quite cup ready because it's been sitting dormant for the last 10 years. The best way to get there is for us to move one of our races to Nashville. And as you were just saying, in a year or so, we're going to be rocking and rolling out at Nashville Super Speedway. So we are super excited to be coming back and being reunited with your city.
Well, you said a lot of truths there for sure. One, and no matter what the subject matter is, you're right. It's damn near impossible to get anybody and everybody on the same page, no matter what you're talking about. Right. And two, right, it was very clear to us, Mike, because we did our show, I think it was on a Wednesday, there at the Music City Center around that awards banquet. And we had drivers, you know, come through there, sit down at the table with us. Mike Helton came over and sat down at the tables. I mean, we talked to the who's who, anybody and everybody in the sport for basically 4 hours on our show that day, and it was abundantly clear that Nashville was a high, high priority for NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah, and you were you certainly were talking to the right guys, and Mike Helton, Steve Phelps, the president, Steve O'Donnell, who's the chief racing development officer for the sport, and Ben Kennedy. Those are the guys that we had the primary conversations with, and they're just terrific guys. And you found that out when you were able to spend some time with them, along with the drivers. And it's just such a great marriage, our sport and your community. And we saw that 20 some odd years ago, and we spent actually back then a little over $100 million building that facility. And I don't know what that equates to in current dollars, but it was a significant investment at the time. And like I said, Harvard's probably not going to use our 21-year business plan as something someone should follow, but we find ourselves in the situation that we're in. And it punctuated what I think everybody has felt for such a long time, that Nashville is absolutely the right place to be, and so we're looking forward to it.
Mike Titoyan on the line with us, president and CEO of Dover International Speedway. Dover owns the Nashville Super Speedway. And, Mike, you're talking to somebody that was out there for every race for a decade. And I was doing a pre-race, a 2-3 hour pre-race show before every – whether it was open wheel, it didn't matter what it was, the event. I was out there, and to be quite honest, if we could backtrack a little bit. So I know the lay of the land, and I know – the history out there. It was, I would say, 4 years ago, I guess. I remember us having the president and CEO of another company, I can't even think of the name of the company, on the show to say that they were buying, that piece of land. And, of course, it never happened. And that story just kind of went dormant for a long time. And to be perfectly honest, full disclosure, I wasn't even sure you guys still owned the place when the news came out. What happened with that possible sale, if you don't mind?
Yeah, no, sure. Well, we closed down. It was July of 2011 is when we had held our last race there. And we, whether it was fortuitous or not, we felt at that time that we just weren't going to get the opportunity to bring a cup race to Nashville. And so we had partnered with a development group, and we owned 1,400 acres. It's a great property, as you now know, or as you know. We've sold about 300 acres to a great partner of ours, but which will not have any impact on what we're doing operationally with hosting a Cup Series race. And about 4 years ago, there was an offer that was made to purchase, and we're not, on full disclosure, we're not exactly sure what they were planning on doing with the property, other than we had negotiated a price at that time to sell the property to them. That fell through. It was an interesting, or kind of a strange ending or transaction, or I guess a non-transaction. And at the same time, we always wanted to preserve the track and the property around the track, because it was kind of like you just never know what may happen in the future. And so that fell away by the wayside. We still obviously own the property. And this opportunity came up back in December at NASCAR's request. And so we call it good fortune or fortuitous or lucky or good guessing. We certainly have enough property to put on an amazing race weekend, which these days, as you guys know, being as close as you are in sports, sports in general has changed in the sense that the fans have become more discerning with what else. Let me take a step back. The basic premise of our sport is NASCAR, our sanctioning body, is responsible for the product that goes on the track. And while you guys and me and our fans have our own opinion about it, they are the subject matter experts. Everything else surrounding the track is our responsibility. So the entertainment that we provide off the track is critically important to us and our fans as it is the entertainment that they see on the track. And so it's akin to your Nashville Sounds. the Texas Rangers, I think it's a Texas Rangers
yes.
affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
They're responsible for the players, the field manager, everything that happens in between the white lines. That's their responsibility. The Nashville Sound staff, the reason why it's so fun to go to a game, unfortunately not yet this year, but it is all the entertainment surrounding it. And together, it creates an amazing memory for families and fans to attend, and that's what we need to recreate at the Super Speedway.
When we first heard the news, we were excited, and we thought, is this a one-off? Is this a one-year deal, a one-off deal? And then we would later learn that it's a four-year deal. How did you come to that? What ultimately is your goal? Is it to be here long-term again, Mike? Is it let's reassess after maybe year three? What's kind of your game plan coming back into this in Nashville?
Yeah, so it's a four-year the document that tracks and the NASCAR, the sanctioning body, signs, it's something called the sanction agreement. And that sanction agreement is really the legal document, if you will, that marries you to each other. And so we have we're a publicly traded company. So it was important for us and obviously any of our shareholders to make sure that if we're going to go into give up a race in Dover, a profitable race in Dover, and we're going to move a race to Nashville and make the kind of investment in time, in energy, in human capital, and real capital, real money, we needed some assurance from our partners, NASCAR, that we were going to be able to get a return on that investment with that agreement, and that's really why it's a four year agreement. The assurance that we will be there for 4 years. However, our plan, and by the way, moving forward, those sanction agreements in the past have typically been 1 year sanction agreements, and so as we move forward, we just needed that insurance. Otherwise, as smart as we think we were of holding on the property, we'd be complete idiots if we did what we're about to do with only the assurance of 1 year for a cup race. Our plan is to be there for a long, long time. 4 years was just something that our partners, NASCAR, we were really pleased and happy that they were to do something that they otherwise wouldn't have done, but they understood our situation. But our plan is to reinvest in the property and be there for a long period of time. And so while the sanction agreement is 4 years, our plan is certainly to be there much longer than that.
Mike Detoyan is with us, the president and CEO of Dover International Speedway, the owners of the Nashville Super Speedway. So we know that with it sitting there, as you brought up, that there are going to have to be some things done to the facility. When do you think that process will begin, and what all needs to be done, or do you even have those answers yet?
Yeah, well, we have 378 days about to make sure whatever needs to be done better be done. Otherwise, it'll be the last time you'll ever talk to me in your life, because I'll be doing something else. So to that end, we actually are going to pile a bunch of people and get to the Super Speedway the week of the 15th of this month. Obviously, we have assessed the situation earlier than this in anticipation of the announcement that we made yesterday. But we have to get started now. The good news is when it was built, we were anticipating that someday we would host a cup race. So we built it, as you know, because you've been there, that, you know, it's not ready for prime time right now. There are some things that, look, it's like going to an old house. And, you know, once you start flushing the toilets and turning on the lights and seeing if the AC works, that's kind of what we need to be doing now. And there are some things to the track that we got to make sure is a safe environment with safer barrier to make sure that our competitors are safe when they compete. And so, and you know what, think about any stadium. Think about the arena that you guys go to. Think about the football stadium. So much has changed from the fans' enjoyment or comforts or expectations. Then, think of anything from 10 years ago in sports. It's just not the same venue. It's not the same experience. It can't be. And so those are the things you know, you expect your Wi-Fi to work when you go to a sporting event, right? A fan expects that. And that has just become a typical fan amenity. And so those are the things that we need to look for as well, that just television networks, the way the TV compounds. So a lot of the technology has changed. And so those are the things that we're really going to be paying attention to. And we believe that all hands on deck, we certainly will be ready when the green flag drops.
We know this is going to be the Cup Series, but typically we see race weekends. So is it safe to say the Xfinity Series and maybe the Truck Series will be a part of this race weekend?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. You know, typically we would have seen the NASCAR schedule, the following year's schedule typically would come out in April, but because of the awful pandemic that we're all suffering from, that has just been delayed. And as you guys know, we're as a sport just trying to make the best of what we have available to us to get. As you guys know, we got cars back on the track a few weeks ago, to get our sport cranking again. And so there's just been a delay from a scheduling perspective, and that's why our Nashville date is just extremely tentative, because our television, our broadcast partners, the industry has just been so preoccupied with the challenges that everyone is faced with, not just in sports, but just everyone is faced with. We likely won't get confirmation on Truck and Xfinity and our confirmed dates, you know, for another, gosh, I'd be guessing, but another couple of months or so. But we, to your point, we would love to have, right now in Dover, we do run a triple header where we run Trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and the Cup Series on Sunday. We'd love to replicate that in Nashville if we're given the opportunity, and I think we will be.
Mike, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of things have changed in the last 10 years since racing was out there, and that includes the racing itself. We've seen NASCAR, you mentioned Steve O'Donnell, put an emphasis on the product on the track, making the cars not only safer but more competitive. There's been the introduction of the PJ1 traction compound that helps a lot.
Yep.
With the side-by-side racing, and NASCAR is getting a lot of new fans. That's what they want to see. They want to see passing. They want to see side-by-side racing. So I bring that up to address the track itself, and maybe some, you know, are there going to be changes to the actual racing surface or the track itself to help with that, and how the racing has changed over the years?
Yeah, that's an excellent observation. We have, it's a concrete track, which is a rarity. It will be the largest concrete track on the circuit next year. And we certainly rely on the NASCAR executives and their engineering teams to put on the best show that they can. And you'd mentioned PJ1, which, for the benefit of your listeners, is just like kind of sticky stuff that you would put on your track. And so those are the things. Not next year, but the year after, there will be a new generation car coming out. And so I think it's interesting in our sport, where you go from track to track, it is literally science as to how you approach the track that you're going to, and how do the team set up for it to be as competitive but also exciting, as you said, side-by-side racing, a lot of passing, a lot of action on the track. And so racing at Nashville Super Speedway is much different than racing at Bristol, or is much different than racing at Talladega, which I think is kind of fun for our fans or new fans that are coming to the sport, that there's the way the cars are set up, it really is a lot of science that's put into it, more than just a bunch of cars turning left and going fast. And so we do rely. Look, I'm the last guy to talk to about the technical aspects of motorsports. I came up as a promoter. I came up through minor league baseball, and so I lived that life for a long time where you don't rely on necessarily the athletes or the play. It's all about the promotional part of it. And so we rely on the NASCAR guys to put on the best product possible. And this is a really important market for us. We want to perform both on and off the track. So I know that when we get to Nashville next year, NASCAR is going to put on the absolute best product they can to create the kind of excitement that I think our fans expect and should expect.
Mike, as we wrap this up, I think the statute of limitations may be up, so it's time for me to come clean with Dover International. Probably 08, we were doing a radio show out there at the Nashville Super Speedway, and when the show wrapped up, no one was around, and I mean no one. I think we were the only people at the track. And I may or may not have, well, if I'm telling you, I may have taken my car around the track for a couple of laps. So it's time for me just to get that burden off of me. I think enough time has passed, but I'm coming clean with you, and I hope it doesn't affect our relationship moving forward.
So you're the guy who did that. We've been looking for you.
Well, I just thought I'll never get this chance again, and I'm going to do it, and I did it.
No, you know what? You know what? Here's my promise to you. You'll get another chance. I promise.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Once we get the thing ready to go, we're going to give you a golf cart, and you're going to go crazy.
I like it. Hey, really appreciate the visit. We are really, really excited here in this market. This has been great news for the last 24 hours. Thanks for doing this, and we look forward to meeting you in person sooner rather than later. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it. I look forward to being on with you guys again, and just look forward to being in your city for a long time to come. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. That is Mike Titoyan, who is the president and CEO of Dover International Speedway. And as you heard us talk a lot about yesterday, indeed, NASCAR is returning to our market, and it's going to be a cup race. And that'll be when it happens. The first time in 37 years, and it's going to be out at the Nashville Super Speedway, which Dover owns. I hope you enjoyed that interview. A lot of good information came out of there. Chase, what did he say? 300 and I meant to write it down.
378.
Okay, thank you. I thought it was 378. So let's just mark that right now. 378 days. He said we've got about somewhere between 378 days to figure this out. So from today's date, 378 days. What is this going to be, like a late June, early July race?
Which is the date that we've heard. We've heard June 20th. So
late
that's right in that ballpark.
That's somewhere. That's right around there, right?
Yep.
I think it's. We're thinking late June.
I think that's perfect.
I'm okay
with
that.
Summer race here. Now, me personally, I'd love for it to be a night race. That's just me. I love night racing, but if it's not, then you know, certainly would take the Sunday afternoon race, which is probably what it's going to end up being. But I think that works. That's the perfect time for it.
And I'm going to take him up on him saying I can do it again.
Oh, me too.
I there's no way I'm letting Mike Titoyan off the hook. And he's the man that can make it happen. I mean, he's the president and CEO of Dover. So if he said I can do it, then I feel like I have the green light to do it again.
I think you will.
Although he said a golf cart. I don't want to take a golf cart.
I want a race car
or a race car. I want to take something.
I need to take that video of iRacing down so they don't see that.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get a car if they see your iRacing ability.
Hey, I got a
which
year
you have tweeted out for people to see, by the way.
I have. I did that during a break just so you could see.
Yeah, my guess is our bosses are probably going to ask you to take the game logo off the car because it's a bad look for the radio station. It really is. You're out on the track just riding around by yourself. It's essentially a ride-along with nobody, and you're still wrecking. So that they may ask you to take the game logo off the car.
Yeah, I might have to do that. No sponsorship for me.
No sponsorship for now. Maybe it's something you have to earn.
I'll put a tiger on there. Or my face.
Put the Braves.
No, they wouldn't. They don't want to be associated with me either.
You know,
but yeah,
I just,
that was a really good conversation though, and answered some questions. You know, I think about the racing surface and the facility itself, what the weekend could look like. I mean, and how it all came to be, because as we have said, this just came out of nowhere. It came out of left field, and it's good for our city. And I still echo to people. This doesn't mean the fairgrounds are dead, because the general consensus is NASCAR is not
play
saying,
our cards right.
Yeah.
We may have two cup races in this market,
which would be it may have happened in the past, of somewhere, but at least for now, I mean, that would be the first time that one market can say they have two races at two different tracks in the Cup Series owned by two different companies. So I know the best example I have is the Indy Motor Speedway had the Cup race, and Nationwide and or Xfinity and Trucks raced out at IRP, Indianapolis Raceway Park, but this would be Cup. So, and somebody threw out there, run Xfinity and Trucks at the Fairgrounds and Cup at the Super Speedway. Nah, come on.
Nah.
Come on.
No.
We can do better than that. Let's,
think big. Think
just
big.
Just get both.
Get greedy, think big. Nothing wrong with that.
I read an article, too, that Nashville or NASCAR had a list of cities that they identified that they wanted to be in. Nashville was number one. No surprise.
Imagine that. Well, you just heard that in that interview. I feel like we've been breaking news all week, and I felt like there's no doubt that was a subtle breaking of news from the president and CEO of Dover. I mean, he just randomly threw out 378 days.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go do the math on the calendar. So that would be 13 more days from today. So that would be June 17th of next year.
Yeah, which that would – so if you're thinking in terms of that, so June 17th, as I pull my calendar up, is a a Thursday. So theoretically could do the midweek thing, but June 20th is the date that's been thrown out there.
Well, whatever what would it be on a Thursday? Huh? Well, yeah, but everything would start on like a Thursday, right?
Well, yeah, that's when you'd unload. If you're doing the whole weekend.
I'm saying if you're doing the whole weekend, so that would line up, right?
Yeah. Now things could, you know, and things could change. We're determining that these 1 day shows are actually working. So, but yeah, somewhere around that. And if you ran the trucks, you'd probably do that Friday, do the Xfinity on Saturday, Cup on Sunday, and they do have lights, so you could do some night races there. So, but yeah, so that would fit into the date that's been floating out there of it being June 20th.
And I felt the need just to come clean. I feel better. I really do. I feel like a big burden has been lifted.
I'm glad you feel better. I'm proud of you.
I just wanted to come clean, you know, and just be done with it, carrying that around. It's over. That's good. And he was fine with it. You know, I was ready to face whatever consequences would come from it. And he doubled down and said, okay, you can do it again.
Yeah, I was hoping he wasn't going to be like, yeah, you're not coming in our facility.
You've been black marked, okay? We just crossed you right off the list.
Yeah, you're out.
Speaking of breaking news, our next guest, it looks like, has broken a little hockey news. So how about we start the fourth and final hour with Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet, and let's get into some new hockey news that's out there that he has just tweeted out about. We'll do that. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.